story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
I have a complaint, Southridge, that a small yellow party bus, about 14 males, got out and urinated in the bushes.
It's an argument over supper. The male half advising the female half is upset because he didn't put the burger away in time and it might not be good for his hamburger hot dish.
Engine 421 Pebble Avenue, this is going to be for a party that's going on here. They moved a lit fire pit into their garage. Be sending officers as well.
The red envoy, the male driver is going to be a Brett Farming impersonator.
You dumbass.
Dumbass.
He was just a dumbass.
Dumbass.
What a dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
Good morning. Welcome. Dairyland Dumbass Update's going to start today. The city of Lodi, and there's a fraud alert. City of Lodi is...
just north of Madison.
All right. This is from the chief of police, city of Lodi, on Sunday, May 22nd. The Lodi Police Department was made aware of an attempted fraud to a local business. The fraud attempt was discovered prior to any actual loss to the business, thankfully. An unknown caller contacted a local business and told the employee that the money at the business was counterfeit. The caller falsely represented himself as a police officer with the Lodi Police Department. The caller told the employee to remove the money from the business and place it in an envelope. The employee was then to drive the money to another location in Lodi to meet with the caller, reporting to be a police officer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The caller was able to get the employee's cell phone number and then called the cell phone. The caller used a program to spoof the number and have the called number show up as the Lodi Police Department non-emergency number. During this, the caller told the employee that the caller would need the employee's banking information to send back non-counterfeit money after the big exchange.
Hmm.
The owner of the business discovered what was occurring, told the employee it was a scam. The owner contacted the Lodi Police Department to report the incident. The matter remains under investigation. Nonetheless, they wish to inform the public that they will never request a business remove any monies from the business over the phone. And if any issue like that came up, certainly they would visit you in person, they said. So be aware. Fortunately, either the employee caught on in time or the owner somehow found out what was going on. But let's go to the village of Pewaukee for the next one. This just last night. And it has a picture, which I will do my best to describe. Marcus, I don't know if you can see that. That is a picnic table that is floating on Pewaukee Lake, and it's on a couple of giant, like, empty oil drums. See that?
Yeah.
And it says, from the Village of Pewaukee Police Department, hey, if anyone's missing their floating table, it can be found right here at the police department. They've got it right there.
Nice.
Fine dining on the lake.
That's actually not, literally. Not a bad idea. Yeah. From the Village of Scandinavia next.
Of Wisconsin?
Wisconsin,
I've never heard of that.
A man called police to report, quote, there are two scowling dogs making a home under my potato truck. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Scandinavia looks like it's right in the middle of the state.
I just want to know about a potato truck. Right. What kind of potatoes? Baked? Twice baked? You got your
mashed
yams, your candied yams.
And how are they taking up residence under there?
I don't know. May 10th, Waupaca County. Woman called police to report that... okay, I'm just going to tell you what she said. The therapist that she's been seeing for the past 3 years may not be a therapist.
Daddy's a dumbass.
She just figured that out.
But who cares if it's somebody that's just willing to listen?
And help, right? Mm-hmm. What gave it away? That you were meeting her in the basement?
Oh, there are so many things that could have given it away. Okay, May 10th, Ashland County. A woman called police to tell them that while she was driving, a piece of mail that she'd been holding flew out of her hand and then out of the car and went into a nearby lake. And the reason she was calling the police is she wanted them to know that in case somebody found the letter, she was very adamant that she did not litter. She didn't throw it in the lake on purpose, so she did not want a ticket. Okay.
Well,
that is an excessive worrier right there.
Well, because it was her publisher's clearinghouse winning check.
Maybe.
All right, from the 608 scanner last night, Janesville and Humes Road, baby ducks were stuck in a drain duct. I believe they got them out okay.
I hope so.
From the Juneau County Central Wisconsin scanner, caller reports a crash on the interstate. Quote, a semi rolled over and it was loaded with pigs. Officer on scene says, quote, pigs are all over. And finally, something that we've seen happen on a fairly regular basis from the Kenosha Fire Police Department, and this happens all over the state. KPD reporting a raccoon trying to attack people in Kenosha. We've had a lot of those. Remember?
Rabid raccoons.
Yeah, raccoons. We had, remember the squirrel, the aggressive squirrel?
Yes. We have an aggressive squirrel that is pursuing people on the playground at Minoka.
So, it can happen.
Well, you do know raccoons have masks, so they can't be identified. That's why they do that.
True.
Trash bandits. Kevin Hart says he's got a raccoon problem himself.
I started looking around the area. I noticed I live around some wild animals. I have mountain lions, rattlesnakes, coyotes, all types of wild spiders. Currently, I have a raccoon problem. Not raccoons. It's one raccoon. This raccoon's a bitch. I don't like this raccoon. Listen, I have glass doors in the back of my house, so I'm sitting in my living room. I can see out of my living room into my backyard. A raccoon walks up to the glass doors, but not like a raccoon should. He wasn't on all fours. Raccoon was on 2 feet. He's walking, right? Strolling. I'm not lying. He gets to the glass doors. He's looking. He's trying to look in the house. Here's what scared me. He put his hand on the glass and start doing this. So I'm looking. I'm like, oh, my God. Raccoon is looking in the house. When he saw me, he started laughing. He's like, aha, aha. The raccoon started jiggling a lot, right? He's going, When he saw he couldn't get in, he pointed his fingers at me. He shot at me. He was like, bang, bang. And then he disappeared into the dark. So I'm scared. I'm scared as hell. My lady comes home. I say, babe, we gotta move. We can't stay in this house. A raccoon just tried to break in. He jiggled the handle. When he saw he couldn't get in, he shot at me twice. Bang, bang. My lady said, why do you lie so much? Like, what do you get out of lying? I said, who the hell makes up a lie about a raccoon jiggling a lock and going bang, bang in the house? She said, first of all, Kevin, I know you lying. You know how I know you lying? Because a raccoon can't jiggle a lock or go bang, bang because a raccoon don't have no thumbs. I said, well, maybe the raccoon was doing this. You don't need thumbs to scare me. The bottom line...